Can I get you guys to step out of the shot, please?
Coach is ready when you guys are. Okay. All right, Aaron, thank you very much here in Philadelphia tonight. Coach, questions perhaps about the health of some of your players. I know you didn't have Drew Holiday the other night. Is he still a no-go? And now, is there news about Anthony Davis, too?
Well, Anthony's going to be out tonight. He's got a sore toe. And sore on him at the end of the game. We took him out. Didn't respond as well as we would like. He feels better, but not where he needs to be. Drew is feeling better, but not where he needs to be. So those two are scratched.
Coach, you've described those two as the heart and soul of the ball game. That's tough to lose both of those guys.
Yeah, but they can still be that. Just from a different position tonight. We have guys who are more than capable of playing well as long as we're in the game tonight.
Coach, I'm sure, Evans at the one, and what will you do with the four in the absence of Anthony tonight?
Well, Ryan will play the four spot. That's one of the reasons why we have him here, so he can step in and play a number of roles for us. So, he's a starter in my eyes and most people in the NBA.
Coach, is a big key point for you tonight, carrying over what you did in Detroit into this game here?
Yeah, we've identified the way we have to play. We play with great effort, defend, and on offense when we share the ball, we feel like we can compete with anybody.
Coach, look at Philadelphia just for a moment and tell me more about the Sixers. What should we know about that team down the hall?
Well, they play extremely hard, play with a lot of pride. They have some young guys who are trying to make a name for themselves, and they just bring a lot of toughness and energy. They run some San Antonio stuff, and they run it well. They try to shoot threes early in the clock. They try to get to the rim. They have the reigning rookie of the year, so they have a lot of things going for them.
They started the season really tough, Coach, but if you look at their last 13, their record's improved. Did you see them take a step in some of the things that you're describing?
Well, I haven't watched them that much, but you have to give young players time. It takes a lot of time for new pieces to gel, new people to gel together. So they're probably going to continue to get better as the season progresses.
Is there a big theme in what you'll say to your players tonight? Is there something that you want them to know more than anything else about this game here?
We've identified the way we have to play. Our guys know it. They've talked about it. We just have to go do it.
Coach, as always, thanks. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Head coach Monty Williams with us outside the visitors' locker room here in Philadelphia tonight. Let's go back to the studio. Once again, here's Aaron. Thanks, Coach.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
Okay, you take that. I'll take this. And we'll get you these chairs out of the coach's way.
Do you mind leaving the
line up? And I'll trade places.
Do you mind leaving the line up?
Sure.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Something that you guys gonna play it out, see how he feels day by day?
We'll just play it as day by day, day to day. We'll find out more tomorrow and see how he feels.
True.
The growth in his game that you've seen, obviously you see him every day.
Yeah.
From afar, and what do you think led to him getting to where he is now?
Well, you know, I'm with him all the time, so I see how hard he works. And the talent was always there. Gifted in a number of areas, and he plays both ends of the floor. He's got great drive, character, intelligence, all those things that you want a great player to have. So, but he works at it and spends a lot of time with Coach Kevin and Coach Carlos just refining his game and working on his body, and he's only going to get better.
How was the experience with you and him and the national team together? He talks about how that was really helpful for both of you guys.
We just spent so much time together talking about basketball, but it allowed our relationship to naturally grow. You know, we were together so much, playing one-on-one or joking around or me, coaching him in a different role. And I think him being around other coaches and other great players helped him as well. So those experiences are good for guys who get to go to the select team, national team. All those opportunities help you grow as a player and a coach.
Who won the one-on-one games?
It never lasted long because my lung capacity isn't what it used to be, but if you check online, you'll see me scoring on Anthony, and he doesn't like it, so, and I won't play him anymore, so I win.
You score the first, and that's it.
And you quit. That's how old guys do it.
What do you like about Quincy? What, I mean, from that game, what, he brings a lot of defensive to you. What do you feel about his impact can potentially be for your team?
Well, Q is, he can impact the game by just playing with great effort. It's something that we value. Guys who step on the floor and impact the game with their energy. He can knock down a shot. He tries to make the right plays, and he's got experience. So we had him before, so he understands how we like to play. And that's something that's really important to me, is having guys who understand how I like to play and my coaching style. So we just like having him around.
You see him guarding guards. I thought he was guarding point guards the other night.
Yeah, he'll try to guard anybody. You know, we like that. Okay.
Thanks.
Like when he's like, I don't want to speak, but.
Yes.